Hi there. So I haven't posted in a while. I had this cold sore throat combo that lingered for several weeks. And now I feel like, fingers crossed, it's done. So I'm happy about that. And yeah. Still have a little bit of a cough, and I'm excited that the weather is going to get better and it's gonna be spring. I love spring. It's my favorite season because it's not too hot and it's not too cold, and also there are ample opportunities to wear rain boots. I don't have a current pair, I don't think. The last pair I had, it got holes in it, which is like not conducive to jumping in puddles. But yeah, like rain boots are super cute, like with little dots or, fun colors. And lately I've also just been thinking about who comes across these audio posts and if people I know from real life have come across them somehow, I wonder and like what their reaction would be. Just that's been rattling around in my head. See, there's still that thing in the back of my throat a little bit. So a couple of weeks ago, I had the last class of an improv class session, saying class so many times, so classy. And the instructor got a question like, how do you continue to develop your improv skills? And he was speaking about just in general of cultivating experience and knowledge of variety of topics so you can bring that into your improv work. And so I believe this is a direct quote, but maybe a little not exact words. The exact wording. He said something like, Reddit is incredible. And he was like, yeah, Reddit is incredible. There are all these like niche things that you can learn about, and that's cool. And I'm like, oh yeah. Reddit is incredible. But does this guy like look at Gone Wild audio posts? I don't know. Also, what's strange is there was someone in my improv class who invited me to join his D&D campaign, and so I've been doing that for maybe since January, so it's been like 2 months or whatever. And so he quit improv, which is like sad face for me, but I guess happy face for him because that's what he wanted to do and that's good for him, right? And it makes him like have more time for other stuff. This guy, his name is Milton. His real name is not Milton. When I talk about him, it's Milton. Hey, it's Milton. 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 So I like cards on the table, right? I like had have a little crush on Milton, and I thought Milton was interested in me too. I mean, like he invited me to join his D&D campaign, like okay. Okay, like why? I mean, yeah, friends, that's good, but like really, and so my character has horns, and multiple times, and this happened more earlier, that like when he said stuff like, "Hey, nice frack," like referring to the horns, but like, to be honest, guys, I mean, I have fantastic breasts. Like, I do. So, I don't know. Like, yeah. And so then, a couple of weeks ago, like, he was doing his whole, like, Tinder, Hinge, you know, all this dating app stuff. And, he's like, "Yeah, I'm seeing someone," and man, that day I was working from home and I like cried and took a nap and I was like, okay, Milton, you do you, Milton, okay, Milton, ugh, Milton, okay, Milton. And then so then we do D&D on Thursdays, and normally one of the guys afterward, he drives me to the train, but he couldn't yesterday. So I was like tracking the bus to the train, and it was like a couple, like it was 10 to 15 minutes or whatever, so I decided to stay at his apartment until the bus came. And so we were talking and I was just like, the vibes, I was like, what is happening? I'm very like confused. And we were just like talking and he asked me about like my job and I was like, yeah, my job sucks. Oh God, gotta get the fuck out. And then, like, it somehow segued into, like, I think he was on Facebook or something, and he read me this book. It was, like, something, like, what, it's, like, Brenda's Beaver Needs a Haircut, trimming, something, I don't know. And like he was reading this aloud to me and I was like, okay, cool. Cool. And then I was like, so what? Oh, I looked it up. You know, you gotta know, guys. I need titles. So it's Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. And so I was like, yeah, so like what do you think of beavers? And he was like, well, something, something, something at home. We kill beavers. I don't know, it was something, it was maybe I more eloquent, I don't know, something about, you know, killing beavers and their dams. Anyway, and then I was like, well, like, what do you think of, like, and then he was like, oh, yeah, do you mean, like, what do I think of vaginas? Yeah, you know, I like them. Last year I dated a girl who didn't shave at all, and, that was cool. I'm okay with anything. I was like, okay, cool. Well, okay, Milton, can you please fuck me over this table? Can you please fuck me over your table, please, Milton? Can you please fuck me over your table, Milton? I didn't say that, to be clear. I didn't ask Milton to fuck me over his table. But I don't know, like, let's be real. What if I asked Milton to fuck me over the table? I don't know. And because I didn't want, because he has a girl that he's seen, and I didn't want, like, I don't want to create problems or issues in this way. Like, this, I'm not, like, it's okay. Like, yeah, but, like, I don't know. Milton, right? Like, Milton. 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 And so, like, Milton. Milton. And so, like, I told him, like, a little bit about, like, people I met from Reddit, and he was like, I don't understand, like, what subreddits are you using? Like, I don't understand, like, how do you meet people? And I was like, you know, like, R4R is a thing, or sometimes, you know, I look at Chicago R4R, and he was like, what? I've never heard of these subreddits. And I think that's a really fascinating concept, right? Because there, I met someone on R4R that I dated for a couple of months last year. And when I told people about it, like, they were like, yeah, like, what subreddit did you meet him on? And I said R4R, and they were like, oh, I've never heard of this subreddit. I don't, like, what is this subreddit? Like, there are personals on Reddit. I just think that's interesting, because I imagine, like, obviously there's so many subreddits, and people use Reddit for, like, a variety of reasons, and such. So it's like, yeah, you could, you know, easily use Reddit and not know about R4R if you're not, like, interested in meeting another person or, like, whatever, if you just want to, like, comment on shit or, like, read the news, you know. But that's an interesting thing to think about. And fun fact, these are all fun facts. I forgot my fun fact. Yeah, like, I could have, you know, easily asked Milton, like, you know, do you want to see my beaver? Yeah, the beaver between my legs. Oh, fuck. I really, like, goddamn fucking needs to be fucked. Fuck. And then I was like, yeah, Milton, I want to have sex with a girl. And Milton was like, yeah, you know, like, go to gay bars, do it, make it happen. So I'm glad Milton wants me to, yeah, he was like, yeah, you know, like, just lick pussy, do it. Like, I do. So, yeah, that's what's going on. I had guacamole today, and it was great. Guacamole is great. Signing off, friends.